Zechariah chapter 8. The Bible says, "And again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the Lord, of the house of the Lord was of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for men, nor any hire for beasts, neither was there any peace to them that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as a former day, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give her dew. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. The tears of a tour guide. The tears of a tour guide. When we were in Israel, and we were going to different places, we had the opportunity one afternoon to meet a little lady. And she began to lead us and to show us some of the things and took us down to the old ancient streets of Jerusalem. Now most of the old streets, the real streets, the true streets that was there in Christ's time are 2 and 3 layers down, 2 and 3 stories down, amen, where things have been built over them. But as we went through those streets, this dear lady took us through and she began to expound these things from her heart and talk about how God was and how good He was and how He had preserved things throughout all the years. And I got to thinking about that. As she spoke these things from her heart with tears in her eyes about how good God was and how He was a preserving God. Amen. How He was an uplifting God and how He was an encouraging God. And boy, it just thrilled my soul because you could see God a-working just like we're seeing Him working today. We see Him moving in so many aspects of our lives. We see Him moving in our country, in our communities. We see God manifest Himself in so many ways. Amen. You can't help but like some of them. Praise the Lord. And as she began to lift Him up and she began to talk about this stuff, and she said, "We long to see the old men and children playing in the streets." And I tell you, when she said that, this verse rung in my heart. I said, "Oh God, you're pointing us right to prophecy being fulfilled." And you know what's happening in Israel today? Old men are walking in the street. Young children are playing in the streets once again. And God's getting all the glory. Praise the Lord. We're seeing it come to pass. All the things that was promised to the Jew. Amen. Praise God. All the things God said. When He began to take charge of this thing again, and He began to bring things back into perspective. See, I want to say for a long time we've been out of order. But God's starting to reestablish order. Amen. I want to say it's not the order of men. It's not the order of men's desires, but it's the order of a holy God to bring things back to perspective, to put them back into a place that God designed it to be. Amen? God had a plan and a purpose from the beginning, and God hasn't changed His mind. I don't know why we get caught up so many times and we think God's a changing His mind as He goes. But I want to say God had a plan from the beginning, and He put it on a foundation that's sure and steadfast, and it's movable, and it fades not away. That's what my Bible says, praise God. And God's still building on that same foundation. Amen. And He's building it all for His glory, even to the promises that He made. Look over Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 7. Let me just read this to you. This is the promises that God had made when He brought the children out. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 7, He said, "But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which He did." Amen. He said, your eyes have seen everything. When God began to bring you out, praise God, He didn't bring you out partway, but He brought you all the way out. Amen. Amen. He said He was a delivering God. I want to say He's still delivering us today. Praise God. He's still bringing us up. And He said if He brings you up, He'll get you out. He'll deliver you. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I commanded you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land where you go to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give unto them and their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Amen. Praise God. I told the church Wednesday night, it just blows my mind. We was over there going through that place, and you know what two of the number one exports is in Jerusalem now? Milk and honey. Amen. The bees are producing so much honey, praise God, that they're exporting honey throughout all of Europe. Amen. The cows are producing so much milk that they're taking milk and distributing it, amen, exporting it all over Europe. You say, why? Because God said so. Amen. Amen. He's fulfilling it, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, it's going to be a land of milk and honey. Praise God. He said, the good things is going to flow out of it to where men can't contain it. He said, it's going to be too much, amen, to get all of it in. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, that only hardly makes sense. Praise God, I know because we can't think as big as God. Yeah. Amen. But He's way up here, praise God. He's able to do all things. Praise God. And He said, amen. He told Moses, I'm going to make you some promises. Praise God. I'm going to give you so much good stuff, praise God, that you won't be able to stand it all. And He said, as long as you'll follow me. Praise the Lord. Verse 10, He says, for the land where thou goest in to possess it, it's not as the land of Egypt from which you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as the garden of herbs. Now watch this. He said, we just should have just stayed back in Egypt. He said, praise God, let me tell you what, the land that I'm going to give you is better than Egypt. Amen? He said, it's better. Listen to what he says. He said, but the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land, well, watch this, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to give you a land and I'm going to take care of it. He said, it's not like that you had down there where you had to work and try to make it for yourself, praise God. God said, I'm going to make this land so productive, glory be to God, and it'll be self-sufficient. Praise the Lord. He said, you're not going to have to worry about it. He praised God. He said, I'm going to give the increase. You know what we need today, praise God? We need to trust the Lord for the increase. We go out in the highways ahead and try to compel people to come in, glory to God. But if we get careful, we get caught up in our own efforts, glory be to God, and say, Lord, not but for my glory, but that thy glory would be magnified. Amen. That folks get in because God wants them in. Amen. And he said, I'll take care of it. From there, praise the Lord. He said, for the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. Now you see that? He said, the eyes of God are always on that possessed land. Praise the Lord. God said, hey, he said, I've never took my eyes off of it. He said, well, preacher, how come it's went so much hardship? Because he forgot to remember God. Amen. Why is America on fire? Why are earthquakes happening all over the place? Why is a pestilence? Why is a drought? Why is a earthquakes and tornadoes that's a slam in America? Because we forgot to remember God. Amen. When we take our eyes off God, praise God, he's going to have to shake us up to get us to look up. God help us. As children of God, praise the Lord, we ought to be seeking to be Christ-like. I told a Sunday school class, that's what it means to be like Christ. Amen. We ought to be looking to him, looking to be like him, praise God, following in his commandments, desiring to see him as he is. Praise the Lord. He said, shall come to pass, verse 13, if you shall hearken diligently to my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, what does that mean? I don't know what that means to you, but to me, that means we need to pour ourselves out to God. I mean, we just give ourselves wholly unto him, our soul, our strength, every fiber in us, praise God. Just give it to God. Say, Lord God, here I am. Amen. He said that I will give you the rain of your land in the due season, and the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle. Did you see what he said? Amen. You say, well, preacher, don't have grass. You got to sow the seed. God said, forget about that. I'll take care of sowing. Amen. Praise God. All you'll have to do is enjoy the increase. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how can we get in on this? Praise God. By committing ourselves to God, by being submissive to God. Praise God. He takes us and does the rest. Amen. We're trying to be something that we ain't, and we mess up what we is. Amen. That's what we do. Praise God. All we ought to do is just surrender ourselves to the Lord because he's bigger than we are, and allow him to become the one that does all the work for us. He said, I'll take care of it. I'll sow the corn. I'll give the increase. He said, I will send grass in the field for thy cattle that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. God says, you know what? He said, you know how you can mess this up? He said, you know how you can mess up this good relationship? God, he said, when you start serving other gods. Amen. He said, when you start making other things more important than the God of glory. Amen. When your priorities start to change. I'm afraid in America we've become so prioritized with making money and having stuff that we forgot about there's a God that owns it all. Amen. There's a God in heaven that owns it all. Praise God. And he said, if we want it, we just got to remember to stop, not to forget him. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. He said, and then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. That's what happened to Israel. They turned their back on God. They started chasing after the idols and the godliness and the worldliness, and God pulled his hand back. Amen. He dispersed them all over the world. Took them out of the land. He said, if you ain't going to appreciate what I give to you, I'll just move you out. Amen. I'm afraid we need to appreciate what God's give to us. Bless his holy name. Amen. He said, and then verse 18 said, therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand that you may be as frontlets between thine eyes. In Israel now, the Jew has started putting frontlets between their eyes. Amen. They start getting little boxes with headbands, and they put their prayers, their petition to God, amen, and their magnification of God in that little box, and they wear it proudly on their forehead. Amen. Put it right there, praise God, so it's right there where they can see it. Praise the Lord. Said, ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates. that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. God said, I promise to give you a land breaker flowing with milk and honey. He said, it's so good, it's going to be like just about like heaven on earth. Amen. I wonder today, church. Now listen to me. I wonder what America, I wonder what North Carolina would be like if all of its people committed themselves wholly unto God and began to praise Him and worship Him and magnify Him and thank Him and give Him glory for everything that we have. You talk about blessings being poured out. Praise God, that'd open up a fountain. Amen. That'd open up a fountain. Praise God, it'd pour out. You couldn't contain it. It'd run over on you and people be getting it all over them. Amen. But you know what? We've left up. That's why America's in, that's why Asheville's in the shape that it's in. Because we haven't been faithful to God like we should. Amen. Praise God. He said, you ought to have God before you all the time. Listen, young people, don't be ashamed of God. Praise the Lord. You get an opportunity to sing in the choir or go to Sunday school, praise God. Lift up your head, get involved, praise God. Read your Bible and say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It makes all the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for, verse 22, he said, for if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to cleave unto Him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess great nations and mightier than yourselves. Amen. God said, if you'll just follow me, if you'll leave, it blessed my heart. I got to watching, I pulled up yesterday and all these fires that's taking place in Israel. And I got, and praise the Lord, they showed a United States, one of the United States super tankers. And they showed it swooping down into the ocean over there, praise God, getting its belly full of water, taking up air and spreading it out over those fires in Israel. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. Why ain't they over here putting it out on these fires? Praise God, I want to say, if we bless Israel, praise God, we'll be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. If we send every one of them to Israel, put their fires out first, praise God, God would bless us. He'd heal our land. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I seen that big old U.S. on that side of that thing. And boy, I say, joy just filled my soul. I said, thank you, Lord. Praise God. It's every place where on the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and, Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Amen. He said, from the Euphrates to the Mediterranean, praise God. He said, everything in between it. He said, it belongs to Israel. Amen. They say, well, you know, we need this and we need that. You know, in the Six-Day War, 1967, Israel went in there in 6 days and took all of that. Took most of Egypt, most of Jordan, Lebanon, all the Syria, all those stuff, praise God. They said, you know what? We're just going to take it, amen. And glory be to God, God give it to them. Amen. And then they come up, and because they tried to be peacekeepers, they gave it all back a little at a time. And people just took it and took and took. And now they're saying, well, you know, Israel's got to get out of the West Bank. Palestinians, that's their land. I want to say, praise God, that belongs to God. And God said, I'm going to give it to my people. Praise the Lord. And He has. That goes. He said, therefore shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, and as He hath said unto you. Praise God. He said, so God said, you know what? He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you all the things that I've promised. I want to say this morning, you say, why did you say that? I said all this to say this. Praise God. God is a promise keeper. And He's promised, praise God, that He'd bless us and help us if we'd just be blessed. If we'd allow God to bless, if we'd allow God, He said He'd allow us to possess the land. Amen. And He began to give it to them. God began to give it to them. And this little lady, she was saying in her prayer, she said, I long to see the old men and the children playing and walking in the streets of Jerusalem. Said, that is our prayer. Praise God. That is our great request. Amen. But said the biggest request they have was every day. She said every day, and they pray three times a day. She said every day and every time we pray, praise God. She said we pray for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Amen. Said their prayer was that Jerusalem would be rebuilt. And we see that in Zechariah. I read in your hearing, praise God. He said, I'll build it. He said, I will build it up. Amen. He said, I'll build the temple. I'll be that place of worship. Amen. He said, I'll be that place where my people can come to. So I can bless them, praise God. A place for God. He said, I'll give you a place for God. And he said, if I give you a place, that's why I love this place. Amen. This is a place set aside for God. Amen. And we set aside for God, praise God. He inhabits his presence here. And he said, not only is he set aside for God, but it's set aside for me and you. Where we can come into the presence of God's place. Amen. I don't know about you, that blesses my heart. A place that God gives us where we can come in. Amen. Look at verse 7, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country, from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Amen. And they're praying today, Lord, please build Jerusalem. Amen. Rebuild it, raise it up again. It blessed my heart. Those people over there are excited because they said Donald Trump has promised he's going to move our embassy, praise God, to Jerusalem. Amen? From Haifa to Jerusalem, praise God, and make Jerusalem where we put our embassy of the United States of America, where we can stand with Israel. I don't know if you know, I think I told you, when you go to Jerusalem, if you come north, south, east, or west, you go up. Amen. No matter how you come into Jerusalem, you go up. And when you come in, praise God, no matter how you come in, you come up into the mountain. It's that city. It's literally that city on the hill. And the Bible says, if it's a city on a hill, that it can't be hid. And through ages, praise God, that city has been recognized. And God's a building that city. She said, preacher, why are you preaching? Because the tears of a tour guide, praise God, she's excited. She's anxious, praise God, to see what God's fixing to do. Amen. Amen. And if she's that excited, how much more should we be? Because God Almighty's fixing to finish this thing. Praise God. Finish to step out of, praise God, and do a mighty work that we've never seen before. He's fixing to make it happen. Praise the Lord. How do you know? Look at Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. The Bible says this in verse 3. Jeremiah 23 and 3. He said, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whether I have driven them and will... Why did he drive them out? Because of disobedience. I want to say this one. We can't be in the presence of God and live with a disobedient heart, a disobedient way. Amen. But when we become obedient to Him, finally, praise God, He draws us in. He pulls us in close. He said, I will bring them again into their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set my shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that little old nation can't stand because they're not sufficient. That little old place, the size of Rhode Island. Amen. A little nation the size of Rhode Island with wicked nations all around would like to destroy them. And they can't. Why? Because God said, I'll bring them in. Amen. He said, the Lord said, and neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. He said, I'm going to give them whatever they need. Amen. So I'm going to take care. But I want to say this morning, praise God, that God will do the same thing for me and you. If we'll trust Him and love Him as He loves us, praise God, He'll supply our every need. When we get heady and high-minded and think we're doing it by ourselves, that's when we've got to let you hang out there. God will say, praise God, we need to realize that there's nothing that we can accomplish without Him. But with Him in the midst, praise God, we can do all things. Praise God. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Who is that? That's none other than King Jesus. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, when I start bringing them back, praise God, I'm going to bring them together and I'm going to set a king over them. You say, who's it going to be? The Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign on the throne of David. Praise God. Yeah, well, preacher, that's just a spiritual throne. I will say David's throne was not a spiritual throne. David's throne was a real throne. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to really reign from that throne. Praise the Lord. He said, in his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel, that's the northern tribes and the southern tribe, shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord of Righteousness. Who's going to rule and reign? Praise God. God says it's coming out of the branch of the King David. Praise the Lord. And he's going to sit on the throne of David. The Lord of Righteousness. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is going to rule and reign. Praise the Lord over this earth which we live. Bless his holy name. Glory be God. God says, I'm going to make it happen. He said, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord. He says, pay attention. It's getting close. He said, well, preacher, this is Old Testament. It's been preached a long time ago. He said, did you hear what he said in Zechariah? Pay attention to the prophets. Amen. Listen to what they said. It will come to pass. Amen. We're seeing it, youngins, right before our eyes. Sir, behold, the days come, saith the Lord. They shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Praise God. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Amen. God says that. That's right. He said, I'm going to finish it up by gathering them all back home. He said, I'm going to build them a place. Why? He said, because I'm going to make it. God said, I'm going to make it happen. The prayers of a tour guide, praise the Lord. God says, one day in a little while, just keep praying. I'm going to make it happen. Amen. You're sitting looking at me like sheep looking at a new gate. But I tell you what, I'm so excited about this. Glory be to God, I can shout my shoes off. Amen. You just ain't been there. You ain't seen it. This thing's happening, praise God. God's making it happen right now. It's in the works. We ought to be excited, praise God. We ought to be ready, amen, to go out of here any minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. We go out before the great tribulation. Before the time of Jacob's troubles, church goes out of here. Taken out, raptured out, harpazo, snatched away. Those are who believers, those born again, praise God. One day you'll be going to school or going to work or what are you doing? And Lord God will say, come up hither, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Amen. Glory be to God. And before you can shout and praise God, you'll be doing it in the air. Amen. Amen. Then God's going to finish this thing, praise God, just like he promised that he would. He's going to make it happen. The watchman on the wall is proclaiming, he said, look at Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31 and verse 6. Bible says, for thou shalt be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Glory be to God. He said, amen. Just go ahead, just praise God and give God the glory, because this thing's happening. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, it started in verse 4 with a virgin. He said, again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned in with thy tabrets, and thou shalt go forth in the dances of them at make merry. And thou shalt yet plant vines. Watch this. Plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, listen, said God, said, I'm going to do again what I've done. Praise God. He said, I'm going to plant the land and I'm going to make things available. Why? Because he said, I'm going to make it happen. See, these tears of a tour guide that are flowing in expectation. The other day, Teresa got a web link to her. And the other day, this young lady was going to, you have to get Teresa to let you see the video. She was going to work with rejoicing in her soul. And as she went down the street, she was videoed as she went. And she was talking as she was passing the gates and past the Zion gate, going to work, praise God. She was talking to people and saying, "Good morning, how are you?" And people were responding from all over the world. She said, "Hello, Oklahoma." Boy, I say, glory be to God. What's happening? God's fixing the land, praise God. She's a part of it. She's rejoicing. And she's reaching out. She's speaking out. She said, "Well, glory for what God's doing." Amen. She's excited in her soul. Amen. Why? Because God's making it happen. She's living to see it come to fruition, praise God. She's getting to see it fulfilled in her lifetime. Praise the Lord. Amen. She said they pray all the time. They pray all the time. And the Bible tells Jeremiah 31, he says, amen, said, God's going to make it happen. And the watchman crying out, he says, "It's time." Amen. The watchman's crying out, "It's time." God's word to be fulfilled. Amen. The tears of a tour guide, praise God, is going to be answered. God's a bottling them up. Praise God, they won't go, but it won't go for naught. But one day in just a little while, praise God. But she said they pray every day. They pray every day. God build Jerusalem. God build Jerusalem. Amen. Continue to build the temple. Praise the Lord. But she said the last words they pray, amen, to make it complete, that they might have peace. And the last thing they pray when they pray, Brother Rex, is let it be next year. Amen. Oh, God, let it be. They come to the end, they're right at the end. They say, "Oh, God, please, next year, let it be the year God would build it again and He'd bring them in." Guess what? I don't know about you, but I'm excited because I think it may be next year. Amen. I think it may be. You say, "You predict in the future." No, praise God. I'm just looking, seeing what's happening. I'm saying, glory be to God. I'm saying it could be any day. Any day, amen. Praise God, we could go out of here with a shout because God's a fixing this thing up. He's bringing things together. He's bringing people together. He's helping folks. Even during these fires, these devastating fires that are ravishing the eastern part of our country, God's working in such miraculous ways. I'm running into people that are firefighters and rescue workers and things. And boy, they's just a radiance about them. They's a glow about them. Because they're getting to do something to help somebody else. And other folks is reaching out and saying, "You know what? These fellas is trying to do something for us. Let's do something for them." And people's loading up water and loading up food and carrying to them and helping where they can. You know what that is? That's just God manifest. Amen. To help and to love our fellow man. And God says, "I'm going to make it happen." He said, "It may be next year." Amen. They say, "Let it be next year." Amen. God says, "It may be the next day." Amen. He says, "Because I'm going to finish this up." The tears of a tour guide. Amen. They're welling up in her eyes. But even at that, they's rejoicing in her heart. Because she's seeing old men walking the streets of Jerusalem. And she's seeing little children playing on the streets by the edge of the houses. Amen. I mean, it's just amazing to me. We was out there, and I mean little bitty fellas. They, some of them couldn't remember, what, three or four years old. And they were just out playing all in the streets. Nobody, no adults around them. And you couldn't do that here. You'd be terrified to do that here. But them children are playing. You say, "Well, preacher, how can that be safe?" Because the hand of God is on them. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, if the hand of God was on America, amen, the hand of God would be on our children, and we wouldn't have to worry. But I want to say the hand of God is on that place, and God says, "I'm bringing them back." He said, "I'm going to fix it." He said, "I'm going to make it happen." He said, "It may be next year." Praise God, we're about to finish this one up. 2016's just about gone. In just a few days, we'll start in on 2017. Amen. 2017 could be the year. Amen. It could be the time when God says, "You know what? That's it. It's finished." Amen. Praise the Lord. But because of the tears of a tour guide, a little Jewish lady that loves the Lord and loves her people, loves her country, and loves her God. And God says, because that, He said, I'm going to begin to make it happen. I want to say, young, listen, God's beginning to make it happen. And if we ain't very careful, we're going to miss out on it. When we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord because what's happening right around us today. The watchman's crying. Amen. He's crying out. He said, it's coming to pass. Praise the Lord. God's making it happen right across the water. Amen. They're 7 hours behind us. Amen. Yeah, 7 hours ahead of us. Amen. Yeah, 7 hours ahead of us. So they're up in the afternoon now, towards evening of the next day. What do you say if I'm saying that? I believe they're a little further ahead of us than that. I believe it, the little nation of Israel, in God's eye, is a little further ahead than America. Why? Because there's no tears coming out of our eyes. There's no heart of compassion for our people. Amen. But God's saying, you know what? When we get those tears, when we get that compassion, when we get that Godward desire, God says, then I'll begin to make it happen. Amen. What's happening is America, because we forgot to remember God. Well, we need to get back on our face. Our families are dependent on it. Our people are dependent on it. Our very lives are dependent on it. Amen. We've got to get back to God, and we've got to get back to godliness. And then God can make it happen.